The Most Lamentable Tragedy of Friar Lawrence, as translated from the original Gobbledygook, by Mira Mira. Act 5, Scene 3. Romeo stands over Juliet's still form, preparing to poison himself.
Dear Juliet, why art thou yet so fair? Eyes look your last, arms take your last embrace, and lips, O you, the doors of breath, seal with a righteous kiss a dateless bargain to engrossing death. Here's to my love.
Friar Lawrence appears.
Hold, lad!
Good friar, what dost thou here, and how camest thou so silently and suddenly upon this spot?
Wast thou not visited some hours past by an owl with a note strapped to its leg?
An owl, yes, but no note did I see. My man Balthazar shot it down for sport.
Then didst thou not behold a silver dog, which in my voice did speak to thee, and tell thee the fair Juliet yet lived?
I saw, but in my grief I took it for a madman's fancy, though in truth I couldst not fathom why it bore a form so strange.
I see then that my errand is well timed, and I must tell thee all. Romeo, I am no mere friar, but a wizard, not the devil's servant, as the fearful claim, but one who through my learning and my spells and other arts doth strive to do men good. 'Twas by those arts, at Juliet's request, I placed her in the state which you behold. A potion, called the draught of living death, maintains her in this cold and breathless sleep. But sleep alone it is, meant to forestall her parents' desire she and Paris wed. Here in my hand I hold the antidote, and with thee here, once revived, she may flee to Mantua, and start her life anew.
The devil's servant, no! If this be true, thou art the saint who brought me from despair to happiness I had considered lost. Give me the vial. I will have her drink.
He presses it to Juliet's lips. Her eyes open, and she rises.
I do remember well where I should be, and there I am, and here's my Romeo.
Aye, love, and at thy side I shall remain. Now let's away.
A moment more, I beg. The potion's power still heavy on me weighs.
Alas, dear heart, 'tis time we do not have. In my entrance, I fear I came upon thy betrothed, come to pay his last respects. He, thinking me a vandal, did give charge, and I, in provocation, did him slay. He will be missed ere long. We must needs go.
What? Paris dead now? True, I did not wish to wed him, but to meet so harsh an end for love of me, and so soon after Tybalt, who did hold me dear as well. Tell me, my love, what others I esteem should I fear will next fall before thy blade? My nurse? My parents? The good friar here?
My blade is not half so sharp as thy words, nor the poison which I brought to join in what I believe to be eternal sleep, so bitter. Swoons, I'll wager Rosaline would ne'er have spoken to me with such spite.
Thou complain'st of words, yet stab my heart? Oh, accursed be the day I wed thee! Nay, the first day I loved thee! Though why or how I marvel, for that tenderness seems fled.
Enough! This bickering does no one good.
Marvels, aye, I'll wager that's the cause. True love could never change so soon to hate, and if death can be feigned, then why not love?
What mean'st thou?
Play not the fool with me. Thou hast, with this fell sorcerer, devised a plot, bewitched me, made me forswear home and family to win false smiles from thee.
I like not the direction of these thoughts. He was thy friend ere he was ever mine, and have I not lost more? Thou, at least, livest in the eyes of the world. I see now, 'tis thy guilt which bids thee blame me for thy crime. Well, I'll none of it. Get thee gone at once, and take thy vile magician, or I swear I'll see thee both burned by the city watch.
Art thou so sworn? Then verily I go. But ere I do, I'd see thee reconciled, or if blame must be laid, lay it with me alone, who only wished thy happiness. That blame thou shalt have, for here's my sword.
And here's my dagger. Back to hell, thou fiend!
They stab Friar Lawrence, who falls to the ground dead. Exant in opposite directions, still angered. Friar Lawrence rises, now wearing the transparent visage and garb of the fat friar, to deliver the epilogue.
I tell this tale, young Hufflepuffs, to urge you temperance in all things. Do good, but be wise in whom you place your confidence. And remember that a sudden passion may fade swiftly as the snow in sun. Regret, though, that may last a lifetime and beyond. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.